Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar and today Mezechus Nazir Daf Mem Ches, the seventh parak Kohen Gadol. So the three daf we're going to focus on. Number one, this daf consists of a series of drushas of the phrases written by the respective prohibitions of Nazir and Kohen Gadol becoming tummy from a corpse. The word le'imo, written by Kohen Gadol, teaches us to make a gezer shavah to learn from a Nazir what Rebbe taught there. Gabi Nazir, regarding a Nazir, the Torah wrote he cannot contract tumah from relatives in their death, teaching, but most men only in their death he cannot become tame, but he may become tame with their tsaras or ziva. He is permitted to contract any other tumah besides corpse tumah, even tsaras, which is compared to death. Thus, the word le'imo teaches us that for a Kohen Gadol as well, tumah from tsaras and ziva are permitted. Point number two, on the previous davar, Bryce said that the word la'aviv, written by Kohen Gadol, teaches that although a Kohen Gadol cannot become tame for his relatives, he does become tame for a mace mitzvah. The Gemara here asks for the source for the salacha by Nazir. Rabbi Shmuel darshans it from an extra word in the parallel pasuk of Nazir, and the Gemara will conclude that it is the word la'achiv which teaches la'achiv einu matame halameis mitzvah matame. Only for his brother he does not become tame, but for a meis mitzvah he does become tame. The Gemara attempts to learn it from a kal vachomer from Kohen Gadol, which is more chamor, being permanent. And the Gemara says that there is no kal vachomer because a Nazir brings a carbon for his tumah, and a Kohen Gadol does not. Rabbi Akiva darshans the word la'aviv la'imo by Nazir to teach that he becomes tamei for a meis mitzvah and learns from la'achiv that even one who is both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir becomes tamei for a meis mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel holds that an additional pasuk is not needed for this case because if one mitzvah is superseded by meis mitzvah, it follows that two would as well. And pointing with the Bryce explains that the word v'lel choswa and for his sister, written by Nazir, teaches hari shahalach lishchod es pischo v'lamo es beno, if one was going to shecht his pesach or circumcise his son, v'shamash ha-meis l'meis, and he heard that a relative died, he cannot become tamei for them because these mitzvahs, which are punishable by karas, are more severe than the mitzvah to bury his relatives. The Torah writes v'lel choswa to qualify this law. V'lel choswa hu de'enu matamei, only for his sister, he does not become tamei while on the way to perform these mitzvahs. Ha-lameis mitzvah matamei, but for a meis mitzvah, he does become tamei even at the expense for the pesach or milah. The Gemara adds that even Rabbi Shmuel holds that if a meis mitzvah supersedes a single mitzvah, it would also supersede two mitzvahs. He would agree that a pasuk is needed here because these mitzvahs carry the unique severity of karas. So once again, the few points are, number one, this daf consists of a series of drushas of the phrases written by the respective prohibitions of Nazir Kohen Gadol becoming tummy from a corpse. The word le'imo, written by Kohen Gadol, teaches us to make a gezer shavah to learn from a Nazir what Rebbe taught there. Gabi Nazir, regarding a Nazir, the Torah wrote, he cannot contract tumah from relatives in their death, teaching, but most men matame hu anigam hu zivasam. Only in their death he cannot become tame, but he may become tame with their tsaras or ziva. He is permitted to contract any other tumah besides corpse tumah, even tsaras, which is compared to death. Thus, the word le'imo teaches us that for a Kohen Gadol as well, tumah from tsaras and ziva are permitted. Point number two, on the previous dava, Bryce has said that the word la'aviv, written by Kohen Gadol, teaches that although a Kohen Gadol cannot become tame for his relatives, he does become tame for a meis mitzvah. The Gemara here asks for the source for the salacha by Nazir. Rabbi Shmuel darshans it from an extra word in the parallel pasuk of Nazir, and the Gemara will conclude that it is the word la'achiv which teaches la'achiv einu matameh halameis mitzvah matameh. Only for his brother he does not become tame, but for a meis mitzvah he does become tame. The Gemara attempts to learn it from a kal vachomer from Kohen Gadol, which is more chamor, being permanent. And the Gemara says that there is no kal vachomer because a Nazir brings a carbon for his tumah, and a Kohen Gadol does not. Rabbi Akiva darshans the word la'aviv la'imo by Nazir to teach that he becomes tamei for a meis mitzvah and learns from la'achiv that even one who is both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir becomes tamei for a meis mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel holds that an additional pasuk is not needed for this case because if one mitzvah is superseded by meis mitzvah, it follows that two would as well. And pointing with the Bryce explains that the word v'lel choswa and for his sister, written by Nazir, teaches hari shahalach lishchod es pischo v'lamo es beno, if one was going to shecht his pesach or circumcise his son, v'shamash ha-meis l'meis, and he heard that a relative died, he cannot become tamei for them because these mitzvahs, which are punishable by karas, are more severe than the mitzvah to bury his relatives. The Torah writes v'lel choswa to qualify this law. V'lel choswa hu de'enu matamei, only for his sister, he does not become tamei while on the way to perform these mitzvahs. Ha-lameis mitzvah matamei, but for a meis mitzvah, he does become tamei even at the expense for the pesach or milah. The Gemara adds that even Rabbi Shmuel holds that if a meis mitzvah supersedes a single mitzvah, it would also supersede two mitzvahs. He would agree that a pasuk is needed here because these mitzvahs carry the unique severity of karas. All right, so now we go to our siman daf mem ches, and our standard siman is a brainiac. A brainiac is a very brainy, highly intelligent person. So here goes. The hairy brainiac Nazir got a migraine trying to compute why his mother told him he could become Tame from Tsaras, while his brother taught him that if he was a Kohen Gadol, he could become Tame for a Mace Mitzvah. Called his neurologist in a panic when his sister said he should even stop for a Mace Mitzvah on his way to Shecht his Pesach and circumcise his son. All right, once again, slow motion. The hairy brainiac, that must be more in Duff. Memches. The hairy brainiac Nazir who got a migraine trying to compute why his mother told him he could become Tameh from Tsaras, which reminds us, we learned from Gezer Shavah with the word Kli'imo, that just as a Nazir, the Tumah of Tsaras and Ziva are permitted, so too by Kohen Gadol. So the hairy brainiac Nazir who got a migraine trying to compute why his mother told him he could become Tameh from Tsaras, while his brother taught him that if he was a Kohen Gadol, he could become Tameh for a Mace Mitzvah, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva darshan from the word La'achiv, that even one who is both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir becomes Tameh for a Mace Mitzvah. So the hairy brainiac Nazir who got a migraine trying to compute why his mother told him he could become Tameh from Tsaras, while his brother taught him that if he was a Kohen Gadol, he could become Tameh for a Mace Mitzvah, called his neurologist in a panic when his sister said he should even stop for a Mace Mitzvah on his way to Shecht his Pesach and circumcise his son, which reminds us. Abraisa explains that the word Uachoso, and for his sister, written by Nazir teaches that if one was going to Shecht his Pesach, or circumcise his son, and he heard that a relative died, he could not become Tamei for them, because these mitzvahs, which are punishable by Karis, are more severe than the mitzvah to bury his relatives. The Torah writes Uachoso to qualify this law. Only for his sister he does not become Tamei while on the way to perform these mitzvahs, but for a Meis Mitzvah he does become Tamei even at the expense of Pesach or Milah. So once again, the hairy brainiac Nazir who got a migraine trying to compute why his mother told him he could become Tameh from Tsaras, while his brother taught him that if he was a Kohen Gadol, he could become Tameh for a Mace Mitzvah, called his neurologist in a panic when his sister said he should even stop for a Mace Mitzvah on his way to Shecht his Pesach and circumcise his son. All right, so now it's time for Four Bala Ba'ach Hazar. Daf Mem Dalad. So the Simmer Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud. Mud? That must be more in Daf Mem Dalad. The three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for Tuma, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the three Isurim of a Nazir, Tuma, shaving, and products of the grapevine, and proceeds to list the various Chomers of the prohibitions compared to each other. So, the three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for Tuma, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, start to throw mud towards the Tamei Naz who shaved on the eighth day and brought his karbanos the same day, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Teglach is Tuma Ketzad, how is the shaving for a Nazir Tamei done? Hayamaz b'shlishi b'shvi, he would sprinkle on the third and seventh day, with mechates u'magaleach b'shvi, and shave on the seventh, u'maybe karbanos of b'shmini, and bring his karbanos on the eighth. If he shaved on the eighth day instead, Rabbi Akiva says he may nonetheless bring his karbanos on that same day. Rabbi Akiva explains to Rabbi Tarfon the difference between a Nazir and a Metzora is that by a Nazir, his tahara is dependent on the days, not on shaving, whereas a Metzora shaving is part of the tahara process. Therefore, the Metzora shaved on the eighth day, he must be tobel again afterwards and is not tahor until sunset, delaying his karbanos to the ninth. So the three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for Tuma, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, start to throw mud towards the Tamei Nazir who shaved on the eighth day and brought his karbanos the same day, but missed and splattered the Zav Tful Yom, who was not permitted to enter the gates of Nicanor, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when a Zav, who is a Tful Yom, cannot enter the Machane Leviyah. Daf Mem Hei, so the Simmer Daf Mem Hei is Monopoly. So here goes. The Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tower Nazir Monopoly board. Monopoly? That must be one Duff. Mem Hey. Monopoly. The Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tower Nazir Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Tichlach is a Tahara Ketzad. How is the shaving of a Nazir in Tahara done? He brought three animals, a chatas, an olah, and a shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda says he shechs the shlamim first and shaves after it. And Rabbi Elazar says he would only shave after the chatas, shechatas kodemus b'kol makum, because the chatas takes precedence everywhere, so it's the first carbon brought here as well. They both agree that the shaving follows the first carbon, but disagree which carbon is first. So the Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazir Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought and avoided landed on the Pesach Olam Moed spot, for it would be a disgrace, which reminds us, a braisa provides a source for shaving after shlamim. Megillah ha-nazir pesach ha-hamoed. The nazir shall shave at the entrance of the ha-hamoed. But shlamim ha-kas medaber. The pasuk actually refers to the shlamim, teaching that the shaving follows it, because the words pesach ha-hamoed are written about a shlamim's shchita. The pasuk's not teaching a location for the shaving, but the sequence. The braisa then explains why we do not interpret it as literally requiring shaving at the entrance of the ha-hamoed. Im ken derech mezayonu. If so, it would be a disgraceful behavior. So the Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazir monopoly board once his first carbon was brought and avoided landing on the Pesach Ohomod spot, for it would be a disgrace, was beat by the Tahor Nazir who was able to get his clump of hairpiece under the fiery pot spot, which had a picture of a shlamim cooking. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the machlokas when the Nazir's hair is placed on the fire of the shlamim. Daf Mem Vav. So the Simmer Daf Mem Vav is a cow, because cows go moo. So here goes. The former Nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow. Cow? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Vav. Moo. The former Nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery celebrating the end of his Naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanos was sprinkled, which reminds us. The next Mishnah teaches that after the shlamim is cooked and the foreleg is waved, the Nazir becomes permitted to drink wine and become tummy from the dead. Rabbi Shimon says, Kevin Shinizra Kolav Echo Min Adamim. Once the blood of one of the karbanos was sprinkled for him, Hutru HaNazir Lishtos Beyan Li Tamil Amesim. The Nazir is permitted to drink wine and become tummy to the dead. In a braisa, Rabbi Eliezer says, the pasuk states, "V'achri yishteh ha-nazir yain." Afterwards, the nazir may drink wine. Achra ma'isim kulan. This means after all the activities are performed. So the former nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery, celebrating the end of his naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanos was sprinkled, got double bad news when he was told that since tanufa wasn't done, he wasn't released from any of the nazir prohibitions, which reminds us. Rav says, tanufa benazim akeves. The waving procedure of a nazir prevents the release of the prohibitions if it's not performed. The Gemara explains that this was said according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said, all activities are required. The chiddush is that one might have thought, kevin delinyan kapar shiari mitzihi. Since regarding atonement of other karbanas, the tanufa is merely a residual part of the mitzvah and not critical. Here too, is not critical to the nazir's permit. So Rav taught otherwise. So the former nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery, celebrating the end of his naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanos was sprinkled, got double bad news when he was told that since tanufa wasn't done, he wasn't released from any of the nazir prohibitions, and that he must regrow his hair since he shaved on a karban where the blood became tameh before Zerika, which reminds us, the next Mishnah discusses the status of shaving when a karban is invalid. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maize. So here goes. The Kohen Gadol and the hairy maize. Maize? That must be on Daf Mem Zayin. The Kohen Gadol and the hairy maize who rushed ahead of the Nazir, who was delayed dealing with a maize mitzvah, which reminds us. The seventh parak begins, Kohen Gadol and Nazir ein mitamim krovein. A Kohen Gadol and a Nazir cannot become tamim for their deceased relatives, in contrast to a Kohen Hedyot, a mitamim a maize mitzvah, but they may become tamim for a corpse with no one else to bury it. If a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir were alone and found a maize mitzvah, it's a machlokas Rabbi Yezu and the Chachamim, who should become tamim first. So, the Kohen Gadol and the hairy maize who rushed ahead of the Nazir, who was delayed dealing with a maize mitzvah, got stuck behind two Kohanim Gadolim, one on Meshuach, Meshem, and Mishcha, and another who was in Meruba Bagadim, debating who should deal with another maize mitzvah, which reminds us. The Gemara presents three cases dealing with types of Kohen Gadol, and teaches which should become Tamei based on the relative Kedusha. The first case is between a Meshuach, Meshem, and Mishcha, and a Meruba Bagadim, a Kohen Gadol anointed with the anointing oil, and one invested only through the extra clothing. In this case, the one anointed with oil is greater, and the other should become Tameh, because the anointed one has the halach of a Kohen Gadol that he brings a par Kohen Mashiach, a bull for transgressing in Issacharis based on his mistaken ruling, instead of an ordinary chatas of a female sheep, and a Meruba Begadim does not. So, the Kohen Gadol and the hairy maize who rushed ahead of the Nazir, who was delayed dealing with a maize mitzvah, got stuck behind two Kohanim Gadolim, one a Meshuach, Meshem, and a Mishcha, and another was a Meruba Begadim, debating who should deal with another maize mitzvah. As a Meshuach, Mochama, and Skunk Kohen Gadol were racing to the end to see who was greater? Which reminds us. The Gemara inquires, Meshuach Mochama Uskan Heimenehu Adif. Between a Kohen Gadol anointed for war and a deputy Kohen Gadol, which of them is greater? Meshuach Mochama Adif Dechazgul Mochama. Do we say that the one anointed for war is greater because he's fit for war, as the Gemara will explain? Or Dilma Skan Adif Dechazgul Avoda. Or perhaps the Skan is greater because he's fit for Avoda as a substitute for the Kohen Gadol when needed. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we have a machlokas regarding when does a nazir become permitted to drink wine and become tamei to the mesim? That's on daf. Mem vav. Good. Number two, which daf do Rabbi Akiva holds that if a tamei nazir shaves on the eighth day, he can bring his karbanas on the same day? That's on daf. Mem dal. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn that a gezer shava of li'imo teaches that just as the tumah of tsaras and ziva is permitted to a nazir, it is permitted to a kohen gadol? That's on daf. Memchas. Good. Number four, which daf do we have regarding when the nazir's hair is placed on the fire of the shlamim? That's on daf. Memhei. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn that a kohen gadol who has a meruba bagadim should become tamei before a meshuach b'shem and a mishcha? That's on daf. Mem Zayin. Good. Number six, which daf do we learn from the word la'achoso that while a nazir on his way to bring a pesach or circumcise his son, he may not become tamei for his relatives, he must become tamei for a meis mitzvah? That's on daf. Mem Ches. Good. Number six, which daf do we learn a nazir does not shave at the pesach of the olmoed, for that would be a bezayon? That's on daf. Mem Hey. Good. Number seven, which daf do we discuss the status of shaving when a carbon is possible and the nazir is required to regrow his hair? That's on daf. Mem Vav. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn if a Kohen's father's head was cut off, he cannot become tamei for his burial? That's on daf. Mem Gimel. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn Rabbi Akiva darshan so the word la'achiv for his brother, that even one who is both a Kohen Gadol and a nazir becomes tamei for a meis mitzvah? That's on daf. Mem Ches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we machos regarding who becomes tamei first to deal with a meis mitzvah, a kohen gadol or a nazir? That's on daf. Mem Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.